You must be delighted, aren't you, with that?
Yeah, I thought first half we were poor. You know, we never got going. We're really, really on the back foot. And when Southampton took the lead, they deservedly took the lead. And then we get a goal before, just before half time, which was probably the only decent move we put together in the first half. But second half was a completely, you know, different game. I thought we really got after them and got on the front foot. And in the end, we could have won by more goals, really.
Yeah, and the winning goal, what a strike that was. Hal Robson-Kearney, he's had to be patient, hasn't he? But that was a fantastic finish.
Yeah, we decided to leave Solomon. Solomon's been fantastic for us, and it's been obviously very difficult for Hal to get in the team. No, I thought he came on and in games before and has shown a great attitude, great appetite to do what we want to do. And, you know, he's done that today. It's a wonderful, wonderful strike, wonderful goal.
How's he been? He's obviously had a great Euros, didn't he? Then he's come to you. He hasn't been able to get a starting place. He's had to be patient. How's he found the period?
No, he's been fantastic. His attitude's brilliant. You know, he's he's just a wonderful lad. We've got a good group of players and, you know, this job's hard enough. You know, without having, you know, players who are not together, and the players out of the team sometimes try and determine how the dressing room is. And you know, he's been exceptional. He's been a real, real good character and good lad around the place.
And going into the new year, how do you judge where you are? You're up into eighth. You've got 26 points. You've got a smile on your face.
Yeah, we've overachieved, and that's fantastic. I'm delighted for the players because they've worked so hard together. We know where we are within the club. We know what we're trying to do and what we're at and where we're at. So we're going to try and improve if we can, but we have to do it over a period of time. We're not going to throw money at it. You know, the players that we've brought in have done exceptionally well, and we've got to make sure the players that we bring in again are going to improve the first 11. And that's the important thing, John, is not to waste your money or waste bringing players in who are not going to improve the first 11.
What can we expect from West Brom? As you say, you've overachieved. What can we expect from the second half of the season? To continue on this, or are you still looking at 40 points first?
No, it's always 40 points, and I don't think anybody outside the top six will think anything different. And we're exactly the same. We've just got to make sure we keep going. The confidence is high at the moment, and I think you've seen second half when we are confident. You know, we play good football and we work so hard together. The important thing is now is just making sure we're ready for Hull on Monday.
Well done, Tony. Happy New Year.
Thank you, John.
Just a couple from me, Tony. Two pretty good goals today, because another assist and a goal from Matt Phillips as well.
Yeah, Matt, he's really, you know, from a slow start at the club, he's really come into his own and he's playing with so much confidence. And like you say, two fantastic goals for us. Wonderful finish, the first one. You know, he took it so calmly. And the second one, obviously, is a wonderful strike from Hal.
And hopefully you can start 2017 in similar fashion with the fans getting behind you at the Hawthorn.
Well, I think it's a massive game for us. Three of the last four games have been away from home. And, you know, the one that we've had at home was against Manchester United. So, that you know, the energy levels will be a little bit low. So we certainly need a rousing reception and backing from our supporters, and fingers crossed we'll get that, because the players, the first half of the season, you know, they deserve that. To have 26 points is truly terrific for them.